This is AgriPulse Drive Time, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of agriculture. Learn more at fbe.org. Good Monday afternoon. I'm Spencer Chase. At long last, the path to a long-term government funding fix just might be upon us. Lawmakers released text over the weekend of a deal that would finalize the fiscal 2024 spending levels for the Department of Agriculture and Food and Drug Administration. The deal fully funds the Women, Infants, and Children program at $7 billion, satisfying a key priority for congressional Democrats and the Biden administration. But the bill also includes language to crack down on foreign farmland ownership, including $1 million in new funding for a USDA data system to track overseas ownership of American acreage. The bill includes a cut to the Environmental Protection Agency and Department of Interior budgets. Lawmakers have until Friday to send it to President Joe Biden's desk to avoid a partial shutdown. Phil Brasher has the details in his coverage on AgriPulse.com. Also online today, Summit Carbon Solutions has added 8 new ethanol plants onto the route of its proposed pipeline. Valero has added its facilities to the list, bringing the total number of facilities to 57 on the way through 4 Western Corn Belt states. All told, the 8 Valero plants new to the project have a combined production capacity of about 1.1 billion gallons per year. The news comes as the industry awaits a little clarity from the Biden administration on the modeling it will use to determine eligibility for a key tax credit. The news was thought to be coming at last week's Commodity Classic, but Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack said the deliberations needed a little more time. Ron Lamberty with the American Coalition for Ethanol says that could be a good thing.
If the reason they're waiting is to get it right, then that's a positive thing. And they're specifically talking about making sure that the GREET numbers are right. If that's what we're waiting for, and if they get it right, then that's going to be a good thing. I'd rather have to wait than get a bad answer fast.
As the administration figures out its own climate modeling, the coalition is working on a project that will add some data to the conservation practices used to produce biofuel feedstocks.
Part of the project that we're doing, part of the purpose of projects like this, is to establish baselines and pressure test models so that we've got a better idea of what these practices do from in different parts of the country, so that you have a more, hopefully have some kind of a generalized number that everybody can agree on and trust.
Noah Wicks has more on the summit news in his story on AgriPulse.com. Finally today, the leader of USDA's crop insurance oversight says she wants to make sure the program is available for a wide range of producers. Speaking on this week's Open Mic, Risk Management Agency Administrator Marsha Bunger says federal crop insurance plays an important role in protecting the finances of producers when ad hoc assistance is in the works.
And I can only speak probably from institutional knowledge, working at the FSA office, but also being a crop insurance agent and also being a taxpayer and a farmer, that it's going to come at a cost. And can we continue to have both ad hoc and crop insurance? I don't think we can. I think crop insurance is the best path to go forward and lessen disaster ad hoc. But at the same time, we have to remember that crop insurance has not always been available for all crops, all commodities.
She says ad hoc assistance plays a role when crop insurance is unable to cover a totality of losses.
And so until we get to that point where we have reached equity across crops, commodities, and people, that we're still going to have to probably look at disaster ad hoc programs to fill those gaps. But I mean, ideally, if everybody could have the kind of crop insurance that Marsha and Roger Bunger have on their farm in South Dakota, I think we could move away from having disaster ad hoc programs and we could rely upon crop insurance.
Bunger has more on the state of the nation's crop insurance program in her Open Mic interview on AgriPulse.com. Now, here's a word from our sponsor. Today's AgriPulse Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farming and ranching are unpredictable. Taxes shouldn't be. That's why Farm Bureau members are calling on Congress to pass the Tax Relief for American Families and Workers Act. Learn more at fb.org. That's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. Reporting from Washington, I'm Spencer Chase.